When we spoke with Zach Wood last week, folks, you all know we introduced you to a show called Titus on the Fox Network, which is right after one of our favorite shows, That 70s Show, Monday nights at 8:30. Well, right now, the man behind the show, in fact, the title itself, is with us, Christopher Titus. Hi, Chris.
Hey, I hope we are increasing on your 70s Show lead-in. I know 70s Show is your favorite show, but I want that spot.
Well, it's a great show. We've interviewed seven cast members from that particular show.
From 70s Show?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're our second from Titus.
We only have five. So.
Exactly. So you've got almost 40. We have 40% of your group.
That's right.
Not bad.
Okay.
Now it's interesting. We talked with Zach Ward about the show last week. We talked about the dysfunctional family that is actually hilarious on TV, but probably wasn't as funny when you lived it.
You're a little kid seeing it from a little kid angle. It's not as funny. But when you get older and you look back at how ridiculous it was and what you made it mean. I think it's pretty hilarious. Yeah,
it comes across as a very funny show.
You what?
I like the show.
Oh, good, man. This episode, tonight's episode, is a little rougher than we've done. This mom's not. This is the episode that scared the hell out of the network.
Oh, really?
It's called Mom's Not Nuts. It's my mom gets out of the mental hospital. Aaron and I come home. She's broken into our house and cooked this amazing dinner to make up for all the time she was gone. And she convinces everybody she's sane except for me. And she finally convinces me. And then basically. All hell breaks loose.
Hmm. I mean, you know,
same old sitcom crap.
Your dad was a I guess still is a hard driver and drinker.
Oh yeah. He's a hard driver and drinker, and actually a drinker and driver.
Hmm.
But he never had an accident. He never had an accident except for the fellatio incident, which is the episode that's 2 weeks from now.
Ah. That should be a very interesting episode.
Oh
too.
Yeah, it's not where you're going where you think it is. We actually don't want to go cheap with the show. We never want to be like. The fellatio incident would be an episode we could really go cheap if we wanted to.
Uh-huh.
But it's been done so much. I actually like to, the writers and myself like to really give ourselves problems to solve.
Yeah.
Because it makes the show better.
Now, I know that when I talked to Zach Ward, he told me that he actually owns a one of those old cars, custom cars.
Oh, yeah, he's got a
high rod.
Yeah, he's got a 51 truck.
Yeah.
Are you
into them as well?
Oh, man, I have three of them. I have one that's raw metal right now. It's a 56 Chevy big window cab. I've got a 56 two-door handyman wagon and a 56 two-door coupe that's got airbag suspension, 17-inch wheels. It's crazy. I write for Howard Magazine, for God's sakes.
Well, there you go. Because your character on the show owns a custom car shop.
Right. Yeah, we don't own a collision shop. We own a custom car shop. We only build art. A friend of mine is Chip Foose, and he's one of the guys that was behind the design of the Prowler. For Chrysler,
mm-hmm.
And he's designed all the Harley by Boyd's cars, and I think it's a venue that hasn't been done on network television, custom car shop, a real one anyway.
It's interesting to note also, here you came from that really dysfunctional family, but I guess by the time you reached your mid-20s, you actually moved to L.A., got married, and did the family thing.
Yeah, I don't have a family. I got married, and my wife and I cheated on each other in the same week, so not exactly the family thing. And we found out about it in the same week, and then we worked it out. Then we actually fought through it, and we've been married 9 years since.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people just bail, you know. But then you got to find someone else that's going to cheat on you.
Mm. You guys cheated on each other in the first week?
No, we found out the same week. We cheated on each other the exact same week.
Wow. What was it that made? Well, I don't even want to get into that. I don't want to do that.
We did an episode called. I wrote an episode called "The Breakup," which aired already.
Mm. Unbelievable. Yeah, I remember actually that episode did air.
I saw that
episode.
It did.
That was real. Most of these things based on your life?
Most of them. All the stories germinate from my life. Sometimes they'll be exactly. Red Asphalt, if you saw that gun story. My wife and I got stalked on Highway 5 by a guy with a gun. And that was the whole story. That was the whole story last week. Sometimes we'll take we'll have a situation and then we'll talk about what they would do. And since I know the characters intimately, they're my family for God's sake.
Mm.
I can just tell them how they would react, or I can literally call them, Dad. What would you do in this situation? And now he tries to temper it because I know what he'd really do. But now he doesn't want to look so goofy on television.
What does he think of your show?
Love the show, proud of me, wishes he wasn't in it.
What does he think about the person who plays him?
He loves Stacey Keach. He's actually, in an odd way, becoming infamous because Stacey Keach is playing him so well. Stacey Keach is amazing. It's just an amazing bit of class, and what an actor from the show. He's incredible.
And he's had his own run-ins with the same problems, actually, too.
That was a cool thing. We could actually match my dad and Stacey Keach up almost like point for point.
You know, I just got an email this morning because we've been, of course, marketing the fact that you're going to be coming on our show today. And the email says, ask Christopher about the best movie ever made, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. The hell is that?
I was in a movie called Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Sounds like a real great classic movie.
Yeah, it was actually, I think my part was First Guy Dead. I have the first line of the movie, and one of my lines in the movie is, wow, check this out. Had Dustin Hoffman not run that one for the Rain Man piece of crap, I would have taken the award that year. Basically, that movie, I almost killed myself in that movie. I had my first scene ever in acting. I had to drive a Jeep onto the scene. We're on this cliff in Santa Cruz, California.
Mm-hmm.
Drive a Jeep on, pull up to the cliff, get out, throw some beers to some kids, say my line, get back in the Jeep, and start kissing this girl.
Mm-hmm.
First scene I ever did in a movie. My acting is so limited.
Mm-hmm.
I pull up, jump out of the car, I do my thing, and the car starts to roll. Well, there's a fence there. Car touches a fence, which is right on the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
I think, okay, no big deal. It's a fence. It's a prop fence.
Oh.
And the fence bows out about 3 feet, and I hear, cut! And 6 union guys run over the car, grab me, throw me out, grab the girl, throw her out, pull the car out, push it back. Oh, man. Oh, I was an idiot for the rest of the shoot. I was like, hey, there's the idiot. Remember that guy?
That's the guy who almost got us killed, remember?
Yeah, that thing was killed in the rented Jeep that we had to pay for. They didn't care about me as much as the rented Jeep.
That's pretty funny. Now, what was the first time you actually did, you started as a stand-up, right?
Stand-up, February 15th, 1983 at the Punchline in San Francisco, and right. I'd worked on my act for like 5 weeks. I mean, every night I'd do it for hours into a microphone. And when I got on stage, I blanked. I didn't blank in a sense that I'd forgot the words. I hazed out. Everything went blurry. I don't remember anything, but I'd known the stuff so well that I got through it. When I got off stage, the MC went up and said, there's Christopher Titus, you're going to see a lot from him. And I didn't even know what the hell I had done. My leg was shaking the whole time. It looked like I was doing a really bad impression of Elvis the entire set.
I'll tell you something. My first time out there was at the Comedy Store in Westwood.
Right.
And I did some jokes and got no reaction whatsoever. It was almost like the crowd was plastic figures looking at me with seeing eyes. Until I started doing some impressions, which they warmed up to, but it's one of the most frightening experiences there is.
Yeah, in a comedy club, 300 people quiet is a very big, heavy silence.
Oh, yeah.
The worst one I ever had was 16,000 people in Houston. I was opening for Kenny Loggins, and I went out, it's my second show, and I'm supposed to, this depends if I get the rest of the tour. I go out in Dallas, and it was Dallas, and I walk out, 16,000 people. First of all, they introduce me like this. 2 morning DJs go to the mic, and they go, ladies and gentlemen, you want to see Kenny Loggins? And the crowd goes nuts, and they start listing Kenny Loggins' hits,
mm-hmm.
one by one. And that week, Danger Zone from Top Gun had just gone to number one. So they're going, House at Pooh Corner, and the crowd's going, and they go, Danger Zone, went to number one, and the crowd goes, and then these guys look at the mic, and they go, all right, Kenny will be out in a minute, and they walk away. And this guy that worked at the place, this janitor guy, walks to the mic and goes, ladies and gentlemen, comedian Christopher Titus. And I walk onto dead silence except for 2 guys in the right rig who are doing this. It was 20 minutes of dead silence.
You sure sang Footloose.
Yeah, I should have just gone into it. Danger Zone! That would have been fun.
Yeah, I think that would have been a good move. You know, it's interesting to note that my wife and I went to Montreal in 1996 and took in something called the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival.
Yes.
And saw you.
Oh, where'd you see me at?
You were there. You were there.
At the Little New Faces.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Isn't that what got you the deal with Fox?
That was my first deal with Fox. My first deal with Fox was in 96, and what happened was is that deal, networks will take a comic, and they'll say, we love you, you're great, you're funny, you write well. Now, go sit in that room while we get some writers to write you a show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened in the first deal, and I was dating these twins. And when the script came in, I was dating twins, but it was so silly because I never knew who I was dating, and I had this Latino buddy who got me into wacky problems all the time. And I said things like, oh, damn, Pedro, and it was just horrible. what happened was the stench of that deal stuck to me.
Mm-hmm.
So this time when the second deal came up, we did Norman Rockwell's Bleeding, and Fox bought my one-man show to turn this into a show, to the show, to Titus. When that came in, I said, I'm not going to do it unless I get to be part of the creative team. and they were really cool about it, and that's how the show came to where it is. I have great, you know, Jack Kenny and Brian Hargrove are my other executive producers, and they're just great guys, and we have a really great group. We have an amazing team.
Mm. Now, if this show becomes a big hit, and of course you know it will,
yeah.
How's that going to affect the marriage? Because you're going to have every beautiful starlet in Hollywood coming after you.
My wife's a babe. My wife's a hot hottie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. My wife is so pretty. I have people coming up now and going, oh, well, now you got a TV show. Of course you got her.
Oh.
That's how beautiful she is.
Really?
Yeah. I've had people go, oh, man, now you got a TV show.
So is she an actress as well?
Huh?
She's
actually not. She's actually not. Thank God.
Yeah. You think she might catch that bug, though?
No. She actually sees how insane I am before I have to perform. So the last thing she wants is that neurosis.
What about modeling?
She used to do that, actually.
Ah.
But we've been married 9 years, so it's, I know she loves me for me.
That's always good to know.
Yes, thank God, especially now, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good when you meet someone when you're, starting rather than when you've already been around for a while. It causes big problems.
Yeah, because all of a sudden, well, you just know everybody, it's funny. I've had people calling me, you would not believe the change. I had a kid call me from elementary school. I mean, a kid that said I went to elementary school with him.
Uh-huh.
Go, hey, Titus, it's Brian. Remember we used to trade Rice Krispie Squares when we were in the second grade? Come on. I heard you got a show.
Now, are you allowed to, bring a friend on the show as a guest or something? Or
I don't think so. We actually, I might slip a couple of relatives in as extras. Next year, just so they get off my back.
Well, I mean, you do have a network show with, and the thing is, it has your name in it.
Yeah.
It's like Seinfeld when he had a show. It's you.
Right.
Titus may be a character, but it's you.
Yeah.
So
it forces me to really make sure that we don't suck. Because if we do, I take all the heat. I swore that if I was going to get the stench this time, I was going to deserve it. Because my name's all over the damn thing. So, if it sucks, my fault.
Yeah.
Send those letters to Christopher Titus.
Doesn't suck, though. It's a pretty funny show. It's on Mondays at 8:30 following That 70s Show. And I love Fox TV. I'm a big Fox nut. I used to be a Monday night addict with Ally McBeal and, of course, Melrose Place. But Melrose is gone.
Oh, don't cry on the air. Don't cry on the air.
But I still love Ally McBeal, though. Do you ever watch that show?
Yeah, I do actually. Since our show's been on, I've been watching it. It's a good show. It's a good mix. 70s Show, us, and then Ally McBeal's a great mix.
It's a great, just great thing. It's interesting because they were missing that other show, and That 70s Show they were running a repeat.
Yeah.
And I was very happy to see them come up with a new show.
We actually pulled their show up like 2 rating points for the first 4 weeks. We pulled their show up 2 to 3 rating points every night.
Oh,
we
really?
Beat them. We beat them for the first 4 weeks. That's why I want our show to be your favorite show.
Uh-huh. Well, it's just growing on me now because it's just so new,
Yeah.
So next year when you're a veteran, I'll be saying, yeah, my favorite show is Titus. And some guy will be saying, well, I got a new show that you'll have to listen to and all that kind of stuff, But it was a pleasure talking to you. I assume you have other people you have to talk to.
Yeah, man. Thanks for letting me on. It was great talking to you.
And a lot of luck, and hopefully we'll talk again sometime.
All right, Steve. Thanks, man.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Christopher Titus from Fox TV's new show, Titus, Monday night at 8:30.